Hi, this is Shane. How can I help you?
Hi, Miss Shaniels. This is Hannah Chestnut. I was calling about the two girls that y'all sent me. I was telling you Friday. I don't know if you remember me calling you Friday to let you know about Stacy.
Yeah, but I think I told you to reach out to your coordinator because I'm not
Wait
the
a
one
minute.
To ask.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What'd you say now?
When you reached out, it was Thursday or Friday. I told you that I'm not sure about the caregivers and staffing, so you would need to reach out to your coordinator.
Oh, I did read out to her. She don't answer the phone because it's 9:30, and she's still not answering the phone.
So,
that's why I called you. So when I was
number you reached out to?
I'm down 610-216-9680.
That's not the coordinator's number. I'm not sure who that number, whose number that is.
Oh,
So,
that's the number they had gave me before. That's why I thought it was the coordinator number.
I'm not sure. So is the coordinator is Valeria and.
I mean, wait a minute. Is her number 267-551-7413?
So it's 7436.
Oh, 3-6. Okay. Because I was going to probably have to change centers if I can't. You know, was nobody came here the weekend at all. They didn't call. They didn't come. So I can't, you know, go along with that, you know, because it's just too much. You know, I can't expect my daughter to do it because she have a child here. And my daughter be washing clothes and helping me and everything, and she's not getting paid for that. So I'm saying if I can't, she can't get anybody else, then I'm going to have to go to another center. But I appreciate and thank you what you did do, but I can't deal with Stacy and Keisha. The teacher did something to me I thought she would never do. Okay, thank you so much. Okay,
yeah, I'll have the coordinator reach out to you. Okay, I'll just make sure.
I'm gonna call her right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I did let her know
thank
that
you.
You're trying to reach. Okay. Have a great day.
Okay.